Here Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 8, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 22, 2003.
Nazarene, here's an important question. Do you feel it is right for people making more money to be taxed more? We know you believe that people should pay their fair share of their community's support. Should the rich pay more?
This is one thing, Alora, about modern society that disturbs me very, very much. God's system was simple. Everybody paid 10%. No matter how rich you were, no matter how poor you were, whatever you took in, you gave 10% to God, and that went to the nation and took care of everything. It is not right to make somebody pay more because they make more. This is an idea of greedy and corrupt men that don't want to see other people get ahead, don't want to see other people prosper, so they tax them into poverty. And this is absolutely and totally wrong. Everybody should pay the same amount. If it's 11%, everybody should pay 11%, no matter how much they make. If it's 15%, everybody should pay 15%. I know this isn't very popular with the politicians that want to take as much money out of everybody's pocket as possible so they can spend it on their constituents and stay in office. But this is one of the faults of the material world that really, really needs to be corrected. And fairness needs to be returned to the tax system all over the world. You should only pay your fair share.
Excellent, Nazarene. But I bet several Democrats won't like that answer.
Sadly, Alora, I'm afraid there'll be quite a few Republicans fighting us on that issue, too, because they like to get their hands in people's pockets just as much as the Democrats.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
www.voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back again, God here. I hope to have Linda back and doing episodes again pretty soon, but I gotta do this one by myself again. We often get this question. God, I can't understand why there are not elections in the kingdom of God. I am an admirer of John Lennon, do not get me wrong, but I do not believe it is his place to assign religious leaders. I believe the people of the different congregations should choose their leaders. It should not be up to an apostle to say, okay, this person is your leader. Why won't you allow people to elect their own leaders? Simply because it's not our way. That's not the way we do things. I rule the kingdom of God through my surrogates, through my son, and through his apostles. I tell them what I want done and the kind of people that I want in different positions, and they assign the people to those different positions. It is true that the people can put forth different candidates, ask that a certain one be put in this position or that position, but it is up to those people that I assign to these responsibilities to choose who fills those positions. The kingdom of God is a hierarchy. It is not a democracy, and I am the highest authority in that hierarchy. And when I tell people to do something, they do it. My son is a steward of my kingdom, and he rules my kingdom according to my wishes. And it is part of my wish that he chooses the leaders for the different segments of my community, and he does this through his apostles. He assigns his apostles to different tasks, and they fulfill those tasks. And that is the way it will always be in the kingdom of God. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can go someplace else. But as long as I rule the kingdom of God, that is how it will be ruled.
We'll be back again